This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
The Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That would be Perez. What is coming up on today's program?
We're going to be talking Britney Spears, Juan Ho, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, Justin Bieber, Joe Rogan, Khloe Kardashian, Tucker Carlson, Billie Eilish, Rami Malek, Kelly Osbourne, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and more. But how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I just got news and I said yes, and I have to like accept it fully. It's all good. Literally, before we started recording, I was checking my email to see what ads we have to do, which thankfully we got some ads. And I got an email from my sister that Good Morning Britain wants to have me on their show talking about, is gossiping good for you? Happy to talk about that, but they want me on at 12:30 a.m. Pacific. And, you know, I've been so good with my sleep this year. I am now an old man. I go to bed at like 9 p.m. So I get my full 8 hours of sleep. I wake up at 5:30 a.m. I'm good. But like if I go to bed at 9.
It's like the middle of the night.
I know. It's like, but I'm going to do it because I have FOMO. You know, like I can't say. Yeah. If I say no, then they're going to stop asking to have me on in the future. And
right.
The UK is a big audience, a big market for me. And sure. I'm like more relevant in the UK than I am the US. I'm like, you know, one of those pop stars who's big in Japan.
You're like Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Oh, I love Robbie Williams.
I do too.
But besides that, you know, it's not the end of the world. I will go to bed. I'll force myself. Maybe I'll even go to bed at 8 p.m. Anyways, we upset a lot of K-pop fans last week. Well, I upset a lot of K-pop fans.
And I just added to it.
I should just be, well, I don't know. What did you do? Let me explain to everybody what happened.
Well, explain and I'll say what I did.
So it came time to promote our podcast like we always do. I do a text post with a photo before we share any audio clips. And I use this one photo of this K-pop singer named Juan Ho that I'm actually a fan of. Mm-hmm. I just days before this had shared one of his songs on my website and on my social media. I wasn't out of the blue just using his picture, although I would have. Okay, I'm not going to like lie. I would have, but I also am a fan of his. And because I used his photo to promote the podcast and didn't mention him by name or tag him, all of these Juan Ho fans got so upset and were like, tag him or keep him out of your mouth and all these things.
Right. You're clout chasing his fame.
They just helped that one post get more traction. So thank you to them for helping our podcast.
That I tweeted, I hate BTS.
But he's not even in BTS.
Exactly. That's the best part.
That's not funny.
See, I didn't even know what they were talking about. I just assumed you did something BTS again, because when we get those K-pop fan bases coming after us for something, my assumption is that you said something about BTS, and I just caught on to that wave. So I didn't see the picture. I didn't see the posting. I don't know what it is, but everybody got pissed at me.
Well, maybe you should clarify that you had no idea he wasn't in BTS, because that could be interpreted as you think all Asian people look the same or whatever. I don't know.
I don't care what anybody interpret it that way. I don't give a shit. I didn't even see the picture. I have no idea what they're talking about. Like I said, my assumption, BTS fans hate us. I just thought it was just more of that.
All right. Well, speaking of fans hating us, I will get to Britney Spears in a second. But first, do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. So over in the UK, this new, yet another documentary about Britney Spears aired. And my favorite thing, actually, even better than the reaction from all of these upset Britney fans, was the documentary was commissioned by the BBC. Then BBC News wrote an article with basically skewering it. I wouldn't say it trashed it, but basically saying, yeah, this new documentary doesn't tell us much. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, the BBC just trashed the BBC.
I love it. They're beefing with their own platform.
I know, which was really, I mean, it's actually really like wild. I don't mm-hmm. know if you know, ABC did a documentary, if ABC News would do that. I don't think that would work that way in the US, but I love that they did that there. And I was featured in the documentary, and leading up to it, I had so many Britney fans, even before it aired, just because similar to when Good Morning America aired that interview with Colton Underwood, there were so many people upset with GMA for just even giving him a platform. How dare you even give Perez Hilton a platform? How dare you include him in this? You should not have included him in this. You didn't do your research. How dare, oh my God. But you know what? My message to them is, not only did they give me a platform, they paid me as well. And I already cashed my check. And they also created this, change.org. Yes. Where they're petition. It's a petition. There we go. The word was escaping my mind. They created this petition asking the BBC to cut me out of the documentary.
That's amazing.
Cut me out if you want. I don't care. Like I said, I already cashed my check. I got paid. And right. I remember the interview. I didn't say mm-hmm. anything that I regret. Even though, oh my God, people are still upset with me with what I said. She never once failed a drug test and blah, 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 blah. Shouldn't you be happy with what I said, you idiots? I said Britney should not be in the conservatorship anymore. That's right. What I said. They're never going to be happy.
When you're talking about a subject matter like Britney Spears, this isn't exactly a collection of Einstein's greatest minds going at it, okay? It's like you get what you paid for, a bunch of dopes. So calm down. That's what I would say to all of these dopes. There's bigger things in the world to worry about.
It'll be really interesting to see the reaction after Britney speaks in court, which this is a big deal for many reasons, but her lawyer petitioned the judge saying that Britney herself requested a hearing so that she can address the court directly, and that's going to happen next month on June the 23rd. However, her lawyer did not say what exactly she wants to speak to the court about. It's just about, quote, the status of the conservatorship. Of course, some people are now thinking that means that she wants to end the conservatorship, and that is a possibility, but it might be many other things. It could be Britney herself wanting the judge to hear from her directly that she no longer wants her father as her conservator. It could be that she wants the conservatorship to remain financially, but not in other capacities. It could be Britney petitioning that she wants new lawyers because she tried to get new lawyers and the court rejected that. So it could be many things. We don't know yet. And it's going to be a circus outside of court that day, I'm sure, on the 23rd of... I actually already have a request from an Australian show. They want to talk to me that day. So I said, sure. So I'm definitely curious to hear what Britney has to say. One of the most interesting developments and newsworthy moments from this new BBC documentary, which I guess maybe some of like the hardcore Britney fans knew, but I did not know this. In the paperwork back in 2008 to put Britney under the conservatorship, her father, according to these court documents, checked a box stating, quote, dementia placement or treatment as a reason for the conservatorship of Britney. I'm not a lawyer, obviously, but saying dementia placement or treatment makes it seem like she may have or has dementia, right?
Or whatever damage was done for whatever reasons, which I won't even speculate. Maybe it has the effects of dementia. Like, I don't know if that necessarily means you have dementia. You know what I mean? Like, is there a gray area there? I don't know either. I'm not.
I don't know. But then I know what the Britney fans are going to say. She toured the world twice and had a Vegas residency after that.
Yeah.
Like I said, almost from the very beginning, when that first documentary, the one with from the New York Times came out, it's like all these documentaries are coming out and it's really just about TV.
It's about eyeballs and making money off of Britney and everything that's happened with her.
And the team behind that first documentary, Framing Britney Spears, is working on a new documentary, and they've got their eyes set on Justin Timberlake because they're making a documentary about that Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, I heard about that.
If you're Justin Timberlake, how can you be proactive about that? Do you do your own documentary?
I think you got to somehow, through Janet, come clean. And I think that the only way that you stop that from snowballing is get ahead of it and give everyone all of the facts and information before everybody else can hear them with a slant on them that they're trying to portray. I don't know how he's going to just give an interview. You know what I mean? Like, who's he giving that interview to? Is he going to sit down with Oprah? Come clean. This has been weighing on my conscience. Like, what happens? I don't know.
It's very smart what you said, because my thought was to do his own documentary, but it didn't even occur to me to like try to do something with Janet, because I thought for sure there was no way she'd want to do something with him, but maybe she would. If she doesn't want to be involved in an interview or anything like that with him, then definitely a documentary I think is needed, right?
Maybe. Whatever angle comes out will be the new truth. And people will spout that whether they have the other side of the conversation or not. Janet's the key. Does she want to be a part of this? Does she just want to be done with it? I don't know.
You know what I found really interesting? It's May already. You know, Timberlake usually, like Beyonce's done a few things with Destiny's Child, from the Super Bowl to Coachella, and She's friends with them, parties with them, all that jazz. Justin has really always like been too cool for school and distanced himself and all of that. But it's May. And of course, on the 30th of April, you know, there's all of those, it's going to be May things and all that. And this year, he actually acknowledged that and leaned into it. I'm like, yeah, duh. You're going to lean into anything that has nothing to do with Britney or Janet Jackson.
Yep. He knows it's coming. A storm is brewing, for sure.
Well, we are definitely gonna get into Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, and I'm very excited about that. But first, oh my God, I love Vizzy. a little too much. I need them to not send me any more for a while.
They're sending you more? They haven't sent me any more. I bought more.
Oh,
I actually have these. I'm a couponer and I have a couple of coupon apps, and they had something going this month where I got extra points. So I was like, I knew I'd already loved them because they'd sent them. So I went out and bought some more so I could get my points. Love my Vizzies.
It is so good. It's hard seltzer, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it, because to me, a word like hard does not sound appealing. I'm helping Vizzy rebrand here. It's like smooth, smooth spiked seltzer. And it's got alliteration too. Smooth spiked seltzer. It's a hard seltzer or a smooth spiked seltzer with antioxidant vitamin C. And it's got alcohol in it. It's so good. And there's so many delicious flavors to choose from. Pineapple mango, black cherry lime, strawberry kiwi, blueberry, pomegranate, and more. And let me tell you, it's got a lot of alcohol in it. It's got 5% ABV. That's the exact. But it's also got, the Vizzy Lemonade has 0 grams of sugar per serving. 100 calories. It's like, oh God, I was about to have a Demi Lovato moment, but you know what? I'm going to say it. It's guilt-free boozing. If you don't have a problem boozing, okay? Or with whatever it is that you do. You guys have to try this, okay? Upgrade your hard seltzer to Vizzy. To find out where you can purchase Vizzy, go to VizzyHardSeltzer.com/Perez. That's VizzyHardSeltzer.com/Perez. You must be 21 or older. All right. I'm going to go for it. I'm doing it.
Let's do it.
I'm going to assume something is going on here with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck for many reasons. And let me tell you all the reasons why and explain what's been going on. We all know that back in the day, J-Lo and Ben, the original Bennifer, dated. And more than that, they were engaged to be married. And the wedding was called off like days before. I don't remember the exact amount of time. Or weeks before. I think it was days before, because
I obviously was there in on it. And when did that go down? I don't recall.
I think it was days before, because I remember, like, it was such a media whirlwind that people were, like, the wedding was supposed to take place in Santa Barbara, wasn't it?
Well, there were just so many untruths, though.
Oh.
People were saying Hawaii. It's funny. I'll tell you guys a story, and I probably shouldn't tell the story, but
I'll tell it.
Anyway.
Yes.
It's not really that scandalous. One day, I got a call.
Booker was dating J-Lo's sister at the time.
Right. So I got a call. I think I was in L.A. And I think I was actually sitting on a plane when I got a call. And they were like, get off the plane. We got to send you west. We're going to send you out to Hawaii. And I said, Hawaii? Well, what am I going to Hawaii for? I mean, I'd love to go to Hawaii. But I knew I had something planned that weekend.
Wait,
back east. Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So they wanted to send me to Hawaii. I go, why am I going to Hawaii? Well, you know why. I go, I don't know why. I have no idea what you're talking about. And they said, well, we know. We're sure that the wedding is in Hawaii this weekend. And I literally said to them, I said, let me tell you something. I'm not going to be in Hawaii this weekend. You got it? And Ben and Jen were very well aware of my reporter status when, you know, the whole thing was going on.
Where was it going to be?
I'm sitting here going back in my mind. I don't ever.
I think it was going to be in Santa Barbara.
See,
no?
I don't even remember a venue, Perez. I don't.
I think it was supposed to be at the Bacara. I could be wrong, but.
Honest to God, man, you could. I have no idea. I cannot remember. I don't remember ever discussing the venue.
All right. Well, whatever. I will go ahead and say I think it was Santa Barbara. So they were engaged to be married. And they've allegedly been friends since then. He even gave some nice quotes about J-Lo in a new magazine interview that she was on the cover of and all that. Okay, they've been broken up like 20 years, basically, right? Well over a decade and a half. And then now, all of a sudden, they're hanging out a lot. It's just the frequency of it. And not only the frequency of their hanging out, but the lengths they went to try and keep it covert. Mm-hmm. Her security people would pick him up in her car so he wouldn't be seen driving to her place. If you're just friends, why go through all of that drama? Why go through all of the hoops? Like, why not just drive your own car? You're just going to hang with Jennifer because she's going through a lot and you want to be a supportive friend. Why have her people pick you up and be so secretive about it? Something's going down.
Or they just like it. Or Jen
or like the attention. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And we talked about Ben.
Yes.
You and I had this conversation a while back when he was with Anna, whatever her face is, that, wow, we can't believe how much he's participating in the pop walk every day and the whole deal. Maybe he's come to peace with it. Back in the day, I think those two tried to control the narrative all of the time. And they realized it is literally impossible. You cannot do it. I think a lot of celebrities over the years, we've seen celebrities attempt to control the narrative. You can't. It's a runaway train. Once it gets so big, things just start happening. So they know all this stuff, right? So why play the games?
Because they love it.
I don't have the answer to the question either. I don't know either. Everything you said makes sense. And I bet you they're friends. She doesn't have a bad bone in her body. And he's a nice enough guy. Like, I could see them being friends and like, hey, let's hang out. It'd be fun.
I don't think they're trying to control the narrative, but they're definitely participating and engaging, right? Or at least Jennifer is, because after this news broke, there have been so many articles where, quote, insiders revealed information. And those insiders to, like, people, like I've said before, it's either the publicist, the manager, an agent, like somebody official that got the okay, that got permission to give any statement, oh, they're just friends or whatever. Like, there are those, I don't know, like Julia Roberts or whatever, or some other person who, like, just won't even respond about anything about her personal life. You know what I mean? You're going to report whatever you want. We're not engaging. We're not responding. We're going to live a nice, boring, normal life. Right. But Jennifer and or Ben are loving it. They're loving it. And I'm loving it too, because, you know, I still love what I do all these years later. Yeah. Gossiping is good for you.
Well, let me give you another take. And I think you'll like this take. I think I'm digging a little deeper here. I think that Alex didn't like Ben. And let's think about it. Ben's Mr. Boston, Mr. Red
Sox. Yeah, no, but
Alex is a Yankee.
Yeah, but even before that, she was with that other dude, Casper Smart, for like 3 or 4 years. But she could have been friends with him. And she wasn't like spotted hanging out with Ben when she was dating Casper Smart.
That's going to my point. She's pissed. Okay, something happened. We can all guess what happened. She's pissed. She knows that this is the one guy that she could stick in his craw and it would drive him crazy. That's what this is all about to me. And this is what I could deduct from everything that you just said. I think that's the one guy. The Boston, New York thing. He's bigger than A-Rod could ever possibly be because he's a movie star. I think this is just a nice little slice of revenge. That's my take.
Or they're back together as well.
Okay.
Because, like, she could have gotten revenge and not gone through... Okay, I get it. She wants A-Rod to think they're back together. That's why she's going through all these lengths, is what you're saying.
Maybe,
yeah. Him getting in her car and the secrecy and all that.
Just to kind of take back the power of the story, too. Reminding everyone, who's the big star here? Not you, A-Rod. You're not the star here. Jennifer Lopez is the goddamn star. And I think she just opened the lid of the salt container and just dumped it right on his head. And I think that's what happened. Just a little bit of catty pettiness just to stick it. Or, like you said, maybe there's something there. I doubt it. I think there's just too much damage or too much life that's happened in between the two.
Yeah, you would think that, but then in some ways, Jennifer Lopez is like Khloe Kardashian, does not have a great picker when it comes to men.
Well, I can't argue that.
I almost feel bad saying this because Ben Affleck deserves love, but I would probably like be very cautious of dating him because he's got so many issues, from his alcohol issues to his gambling issues. So he's like a mess. I would rather...
Well, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I would rather...
She's too smart.
No, but that's what I'm saying. She's kind of like Khloe Kardashian. Maybe she's not.
Maybe she's not.
I don't know. All right.
I don't know. Could they take it another round? Why not? But do I think it will lead to anything at all other than these stories? I don't think so. But this stuff always tends to prove me wrong. So we'll see. I don't see it.
All right. Well, briefly, just because I want to practice my spiel, okay. Is gossiping bad for you? I would say no. I think gossiping is superficial. It's silly. It's fun. It's like going to McDonald's. If you go to McDonald's and you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner at McDonald's and you don't ever eat anything healthy, then that's probably not good for you. But mm-hmm. if you enjoy your McDonald's and you also work out, then you're good.
Great rep. I agree with everything you said. I think gossip is in moderation is fun. It's conversation that everyone can partake in. You know, sometimes it gets to a different level. And I think online has amped that up too much where it gets personal and then people start name calling. And it's like, wait a minute, is this where you're proving your intelligence over gossip? So I think if it's small doses and if you know what it is, why not? Sure.
I guess you could call this gossip, but it's not really. The word gossip also, I think, is an umbrella term that isn't just for speculating about celebrities or people. I think it's also commenting on them, right? So like over the last week, Justin Bieber debuted this new hairdo that got a lot of people talking. He's now wearing his head in dreadlocks. And talking about that, I think, is gossiping as well. Even though we're not speculating, like we can clearly see he is wearing his hair like this. And that was a big topic of conversation over the last week. Mm-hmm. What was interesting was, maybe I'm wrong here, but I think this topic of cultural appropriation, as the years continue to go forward, I think it's becoming less and less of an issue or less and less relevant. Like when I saw Bieber's hair, I went and I checked a bunch of the black owned Instagram accounts to see if they talked about it. And then I looked at the comments and most people just don't care. Most, and clearly not everybody who follows a black run Instagram account is a black person, but a lot of them are. And it seemed like a lot of black people, they're like, we have more important things to worry about.
Well, the real question, Perez, is did they care in the first place? And I don't think a lot of people did care about these things, which I've always said. There are bigger problems in life. And I think that you get a couple of voices and they're amplified because of web hits and clicks and you attach a big name to something as juicy as what's going on in culture and our society and blah, blah, blah. It becomes money. It becomes hits. It becomes good business. It becomes clicks. And I think a lot of that's dying down because people's interest in that in general is waning because people are like, I've read this dumb story before. This is so dumb. It was always dumb is my point.
I think it depends on who you are. The elitists, the crusaders, the woke-tivists.
The woke-tivist. I don't know if I've ever heard that before.
Those people will always literally just be upset about everything. Or like, oh God, I didn't even plan to talk about this. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm not afraid to say what I think. In Austin, right? When you think of Austin, it's like this little blue oasis in a red sea. Austin's very liberal. But over the weekend, they passed this law making it illegal to camp in public. And they did that as a response of the homeless situation in Austin. So that just goes to show that like the overwhelming majority of people, whether you're liberal or conservative, don't want to see homeless people.
I don't want fucking people living outside. I really don't. It's dirty and it's unsightly. I don't want to see it. I'm fucking willing to say it. I don't care.
But I definitely think that we should be helping the homeless.
100%. We're a big government with a lot of money. And that's where you look to our leaders and say, hey, what the fuck? Where's my money going? Can we do something about this? Instead of just having these people living in the parking lot where I go to the grocery store. Like, come on, let's help these people out.
I went to Echo Lake Park before they closed it. And I was shocked.
It's amazing. Crazy, right?
I hadn't been in a few years and the entire perimeter of the lake was tents and all of the, like a homeless village. And I'm like, whoa, when did this happen? And now they shut down the park or the lake to like drain it and allegedly clean it. But it was really just an excuse to get the homeless, to relocate the homeless people, which I don't think that's a bad thing. If you're relocating them and giving them free housing and free services and helping them, I think that's a good thing. So anyways, we're actually like now going to be like in this whole segment of the show where we're talking about issues like this. And I think a lot of these issues stem from, I'll just say, blaming college institutions. There's just shit's going down in colleges across the country over the last 10 years. When I was in college in the like late 90s, it was all about like just partying, just have fun, you know, whatever. But like now it's all about like these social justice warriors and everything. And it's like all of these things that are coming up in the conversation are a result of all of these young, educated people who think they're better than everybody else. But I mentioned on the show last week how the choice for Saturday Night Live to pick Elon Musk to host, It got a lot of reaction out of folks.
Sure.
It even got a lot of reaction out of some Saturday Night Live cast members who shared shade, I guess is the best way. They didn't like straight up say
it's a terrible idea, he shouldn't do it.
Yeah, but they were shady, I would say that. And as a result of that, an insider says, speaking historically, if a cast member has been that unhappy, they don't have to do it. Lorne Michaels won't ever make them do anything they don't want to. And I just am sitting back thinking, what fucking spoiled children?
Right.
You are highly paid professionals. Be a professional. You don't have to like all of your colleagues. In fact, you're not gonna like all of your colleagues. That's how the world works. But you still need to work with them and be a professional at your place of work.
Perez, I want to kiss you. I do. You're speaking my language now. And we were talking about this at Spotify and this just whole wokish generation in general. We speak about this a lot. Life, and this is to young people, and this is to, you know, you brought it up and you said to these, you know, these they think they know everything. You don't know shit. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't know shit. Everyone that's young, you think you know shit. Till you get older, then you realize you didn't know shit.
Well, even when you're older, you don't know shit either.
You're right. You're right. But you know more. But you know more, usually. You pick up on a few things. And things that you are marching against, you may see through different lenses when you're a grown-up and you've went through a few things and you've seen a few things. And, you know, it's so true. Everything that you just said, it's so true. This whole, we can't be a part of people that don't agree with us. That is not what this country was built on. And we've got to get away from that sentiment. It's silly. It's stupid. Okay. We were built on people that had different opinions and different ideas. We all shouldn't be the same. And we should just be able to listen to other people and say, I agree. I'm going to take that point. I'm going to put that in my pocket. I don't agree with it, but I'm going to marinate on it.
As I've been seeing, and as has been happening to me, not only is that not the case now, people want others who think differently to be deplatformed.
I rail against this constantly. I understand your plight. I do. I get it. I see it.
Anyways. All right. We will be talking actually about Spotify and Joe Rogan in a second. Have you guys checked out the Terp Pen XL? The Terp Pen XL is a dab pen that runs on a rechargeable battery, allowing a cordless and hassle-free dabbing experience. Simply breathe in to activate, apply the tip to your favorite THC, CBD concentrate, and enjoy. There's no need to worry about butane torches or expensive dab rings. The Terp Pen XL comes in 3 voltage settings, and it's made from the best materials, medical-grade materials. It's easy to clean. It's water pipe adaptable. It comes with a 45-minute charge time and a 3-year warranty. It's dependable and guaranteed to last. Go to terppenxl.com for 25% off using the discount code Perez at checkout. That's terppenxl.com. Get 25% off using the discount code Perez at checkout. All right. So Joe Rogan, I would say, is walking back, but not apologizing for his very controversial statement that young, healthy people should not get the COVID vaccine. Before I even get to anything else, why would he even say that? I don't understand.
I don't
understand it.
This is what I was thinking. Maybe you get so dug into this narrative that you're this like outlier voice, that you're the antithesis of what the general public thinks and says, that you start doubling down on stupid notions just to get attention. That's my only guess, because he seems like a pretty intelligent guy. And for a guy like that, that has so many followers, to say something so ridiculous and so just not informed is shocking. He knows better.
Well, he said, after the outrage over that, when I say something stupid, I'm not thinking about what I'm going to say before I say it. I'm just saying it. Okay, that's one thing. I say stupid shit all the time, and I'm not...
I second that. I do too.
Yeah, and I'm not thinking about what I say before I say it. But what he said wasn't just stupid. It potentially could have hardcore detrimental effects for the greater population.
Yeah.
And it goes against what all of the smart actual people are saying. You know, the doctors and the medical professionals and the experts. Joe Rogan is not an expert. He's a fucking comedian, okay? He said, I believe vaccines are safe, and I encouraged many people to take them. My parents were vaccinated. I just said, I don't think that if you're a young, healthy person that you need it. You're an idiot.
You probably haven't seen that many people because you don't go out, but I'm starting to run into people, actual, real people that I know in my life that are running around without vaccines and saying they're not going to get it.
And that's fine.
I say the same thing. That's fine. That's good. Because I have mine.
Yeah, exactly.
But I know for the greater good of man, you probably should get one, you know, but okay, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. All right. So I'm like, it's so interesting though, that so many of the Joe Rogan supporters and listeners think that he's this intellectual though.
People have always been sheep, Perez. Don't you see that? People are just sheep. And it's usually the dumb that are led. Okay. Look at politics. I don't have to say anyone's name. Look at the people that follow you. Sheep are dumb and they get together and they just believe dumb things. And before you know it, you've got a giant herd of sheep and you're like, Jesus Christ, how did this happen? Yeah. There's too much knowledge out here for this many dumb people. There's so much information. There's so much science. But I think what it is when people don't understand something like science, they just double down on things that they can relate to. Dumb ideas and dumb talk. Like, I don't understand fucking calculus, but I don't believe that calculus doesn't exist because I don't fucking understand it. That's the difference between me and these dipshits. That's the world, right? I mean, it's crazy to me.
My son was showing me his math homework the other day. They do math differently now.
What's it called?
Common Core.
That shit.
How I don't
you have to
it.
Think differently to solve a regular math problem is like, what the fuck is this? There's no way I could wrap my brain around that.
Same. Being able to have a good conversation does not make one an intellectual. It just makes you a good conversationalist.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
The fuck? All right. We're going to get into a very touchy subject for some people, but not for me. I think it's a good conversation to have because it's still making news. And it's sort of tied into what we were talking about last week when I said, I think most Republicans are not for trans rights. Mm-hmm. I didn't say all, I said most. For example, I would say that most Republicans think that trans girls, meaning when they were born, a doctor said that's a boy, and then they transitioned to be a girl. Most Republicans think that trans girls, quote, biological boys, whatever, should not compete in girls' sports.
Hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Do most think that?
Mm-hmm.
I would think most people. I don't know if you have to label, I don't know why you're pitting two parties against one another. I don't think this is a Republican versus Democrat conversation.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if most people would think that.
You know, I got to be honest with you. There's too much generalization in this conversation. I don't think I've heard enough information from trans people to really have an educated guess or opinion on what most people think. I don't think most people have had this conversation. I don't think this is something that comes up at the dinner table or you've even kind of sorted out your thoughts on it.
Okay. The reason I brought this up is because over the weekend, Caitlyn Jenner was talking about her gubernatorial bid. And in this paparazzi, I wouldn't call it an interview, but in a chat with a paparazzi,
right,
Caitlyn Jenner specifically was talking about this topic. And Caitlyn Jenner, a former Olympian and a trans woman, says, the headline was, Caitlyn Jenner, if you're a biological boy, you shouldn't be in girls' sports.
Okay.
The overwhelming majority of trans people disagree with Caitlyn Jenner.
Can they be wrong? Just because they're trans doesn't make you right. It just means that you're trans. It doesn't mean that,
okay,
that trans is wrong or Caitlyn Jenner's right. Can't they be wrong? That's the question I'd ask back.
I don't think they're wrong for many reasons. Like, first of all,
I don't think this is something for us to sort out.
Like, it's something I can give my opinion on, and I will. First of all, you know, the Olympics has already determined that trans athletes can compete. But for some reason in 2016, I don't even think there was any trans athletes that did compete, to my knowledge.
I can't recall ever hearing of one, no.
Yeah. Also, they determine it by testosterone levels. So if you're taking too much testosterone, then you won't be able to compete. Or if you have too much in your system. It almost feels discriminatory because I'll explain it this way. This is my thinking. First of all, if we're just talking sports with kids in fucking middle school or high school.
Who gives a shit? Right?
Who gives a shit? Like, let whatever fucking kid play, whatever they fucking want to play.
But then again, who gives a shit in the Olympics either? You've heard my stance on the Olympics. Fucking cancel them. I think they're fucking pointless too. So, see, the more we're talking about this, the more I'm like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's all completely fucking arbitrary. Unless there's a check involved, meaning you're competing against another athlete for money.
No, but even then, you know, like if you look at boxing, you're not going to have a female boxer that's 300 pounds fighting a female boxer that's 110 pounds, you know?
Right.
So they
right.
already find ways to self-regulate. Are you now then going to argue that, like, if a biological woman who was born a woman and is a woman and identifies as a woman who happens to be born like a giant, right? Like, mm-hmm. and grows up to be 7 feet tall, should she then not be able to compete in basketball because she's like 2 feet taller than everybody else? No, of course not.
But see, I wouldn't argue any of these things. I would make this very simple. Whatever the two chromosomes that you were born with that identify you as a man or a woman, if you're in a sport for pay, that's what you have to compete as. That's it. Just make it that simple.
Well, then there are those people that were born with like intersex.
Very, very. I mean, you're talking less than 1%. I mean, it's so small.
Just saying. Anyways.
No, you're right. You're right.
I'm curious what our listeners think. I'll say probably, I think most people might agree with Caitlyn Jenner, even though I don't.
By the way, whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote today at geico.com. Easy.
In other political-ish news, the daughter of Kellyanne Conway and George Conway is crying out for attention again. She posted a video on TikTok, which she deleted shortly thereafter. She wrote on top of the video of her looking sad with a song. She wrote on the video saying, thinking about the fact that I have to watch everything I post until I'm 18 or I'll be sent away. So that's one allegation, that her parents have threatened to send her away if she continues to misbehave.
Sounds like some good parenting to me, by the way.
In the actual caption of the post, she wrote, October 17th, 2022 is the day where everything is revealed. I will release everything and put these people in jail. LOL. Even if what you believe is true, like just adding that LOL there. Bitch just wants to, like, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
Maybe that's just funny. Maybe that's tongue in cheek. I mean, you're the king of taking things out of context. You really are. She's making a joke. Maybe that's just a joke.
No, I think she's serious.
Well, that's your opinion. I don't think that she thinks that. Who puts LOL at the end of that?
Somebody who wants...
Don't get me wrong. She wants attention.
Somebody who hates their parents so much. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. She's a kid. back to our other conversations. You don't know shit. You're a kid. Shut up.
I wish her well. Speaking of kids, Tucker Carlson also pulled like a Joe Rogan. He said on his show that if you see a kid wearing a face mask outdoors in public, that you should call the police.
Isn't that funny? Come on. I think that's a funny line.
You would think that a smart person would think he's joking and exaggerating for effect, but a lot of his viewers probably are taking him at face value. And they're not getting it. Like they're getting it on a literal level.
So what? That's who's watching. It's not his job to make those dumb people smart. It's not. It's his job to entertain. He's the boob on Fox News that says the dumb shit, that gets the clicks, that gets people to say that was really dumb, and gets, you know, dummies like us to talk about him, and that keeps those dummies in business. That's the business. He's like, if there was a pie chart, he's 10% of what the business has to be. Dumb shit that's said so we get traction on social media and the other dummies will talk about it. That's all that is.
But I think there's a responsibility that comes with being on TV.
Please, there's not. On TV, like TV, some special fucking place. It's not even like it's broadcast television. It's cable. It's a fake news channel. It's funny that people think it's news. That's my favorite part about it. That we've had people on this show literally quote stupid shit that fucking people that said on Fox News as it's fact. It's like, no. The people and their dumb fucking narratives and what they think this and that means, that comes from Fox News. They're feeding people dumb shit. It's your job as a human being to educate yourself and to be able to decipher the dumb shit from the smart shit. We can't help it if there's dummies that watch this that are entertained by it. I mean, what are you going to do? It's not the news. If he was on PBS saying the shit, I would say, let's set PBS on fire. But he's on the fucking idiot box news entertainment channel.
But he's encouraging Americans to fight with each other.
Oh, that's democracy. We're supposed to be arguing with each other.
Not in public.
Why not? Where are you supposed to do it? In a closet?
Whatever. Anyways, this reminds me of our Saturday Night Live issue. Over at Simon & Schuster, the publishing company, 200 employees are butthurt because Simon & Schuster are going to be releasing memoirs from both Mike Pence, the former vice president, and former Donald Trump senior advisor Kellyanne Conway. And right, they are calling on the company to stop publishing the books.
Why? Just because they don't want it?
Yeah. They don't think that they should be giving, like, it goes back to this new thing of, like, people that you disagree with, you don't think they should be given a platform.
It's fucking stupid.
I know. It's stupid.
By the way, if those people came into my office, I would say, I've deemed you as stupid and you're bad for business, get out. And I would fire them. I would say, get out of my office. We're here to make money. I don't care if you don't like somebody. Don't buy the fucking book.
Amen. Yeah. And a lot of people, I'm curious, like, I don't give a shit what Mike Pence has to say, but I'm actually curious what Kellyanne Conway has to say.
100%. Agree with you. I would read that book.
Yeah.
I'll get it from the library.
Yeah. Even better. All right. Keeping it moving. The woman who claimed that she had an affair that lasted multiple months this year with Tristan Thompson claims that he messaged her multiple times in the last few weeks and that he even messaged her after that interview aired. She also now has gotten a reality TV show offer. So, congratulations to her.
Wow.
Is it that easy? I need a fucking reality. Where is my fucking reality TV show?
By the way, who's going to watch that? No one's watching the fucking Kardashians. Could you imagine, like, you're 17 rungs down from that? A reality TV show where? On fucking YouTube, baby, that you're making.
On the Zeus Network.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah. I was like having a wow moment before we started recording the podcast because these stunning new pictures of Billie Eilish were released.
I saw them too.
She's on the cover of the new issue of Vogue magazine. And just for her, it's a brand new look. Like, you know, she's always worn the baggy clothes and like a real street vibe, like a hip hop vibe to her fashion. But this is high fashion, glamour, and the hair and everything. She looks great. She mm-hmm. also released her new single last week called Your Power. I don't dislike it, but I'm just, it was so sleepy, so boring. It was boring. Mm-hmm. Like, I love her. I liked the last song that she released, Think Therefore I Am. Mm-hmm. That was a bop. But this, I'm like, as the lead single or the new single off your album, she might be, I don't think she's a one-trick pony. Therefore I Am is different. I was excited thinking that
Bad Guy's different. I guess I just want another gear other than...
Yeah. I know. Disappointing. But I still love her. She's very talented. All right. An update on that Rami Malek situation with Rachel Bilson. In a new interview, she reveals that he and her have talked since she revealed that he freaked out on her for sharing a photo of him from high school when they went to high school together. And he now understands her intentions and everything is good. Blah, 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 blah. I know that Demi Lovato listens to our podcast, so hopefully she pays attention to this next topic. Kelly Osbourne reveals that she relapsed recently because she tried pulling a California sober situation. Mm. She tried drinking in moderation and like a normal person, but less than a week later realized she's not a normal person. She's an addict, and that did not work for her. So there you go. Also an update, some major drama over at The Talk, the show where Sharon Osbourne, Kelly's mom, was fired from, left, whatever, however you want to describe it. Mm-hmm. Carrie Ann Inaba, one of the other hosts, has left the show. And on the surface, she said it's to focus on her health, but reports claim it's because she cannot stand Cheryl Underwood, and they've been beefing a lot lately.
Wow. Mental health. She just can't take the beating of going to work. I get that.
And she's got her Dancing with the Stars money and show to fall back on, so, which gets way more ratings. So all is good.
I find her to be kind of sexy, by the way. I don't know why. She's so nuts. But...
Oh, yeah. If you think she's sexy, you should go rewatch Madonna's Girly Show.
Why would she do?
She was one of the dancers in it, and she opened the tour.
She's a dancer? I guess that's why she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I never really got that.
Yeah, they all are. All the judges are. Duh.
I never really got that. I mean, I guess deep down I must have known she had something to do with dancing since they're all talking dance. But I guess I don't know why she was where she came from in the dance world. Dumb. I didn't know she had Madonna ties.
Oh, yeah. She opened the Girly Show on this, like, ginormous stripper pole, topless. She works her way down the stripper pole. So you can actually find it on YouTube, uncensored.
You know I'm going to go look for that right now.
Yeah. Vanderpump Rules, it has been announced that it's coming back. They've already begun production, and actually, they've already got a trailer for the new season. It looks boring AF. But I've never been a fan of the show. You have,
I'll take
though,
a look
so.
And tell you what I think. But, you know, too many new people and the old people are long in the tooth. So I don't know. I don't know if I care.
All right. After breaking up, The Bachelor, Matt James, and his chosen woman, Rachel Kirkconnell, are back together and spending time together and working on their relationship.
Thank God.
I don't even really want to talk about this that much because it's like, ugh, and gross, and like, who cares about these people? But it's an important story to cover, so I'll just mention it briefly. Mm-hmm. That reality TV alum Josh Duggar of the ginormous Duggar family was arrested for possession of child pornography. Ugh, awful. Speaking of arrests, let's end things on, I guess, a more positive note, and then we'll take some calls. 5 people have been arrested for kidnapping Lady Gaga's dogs and shooting the dog walker, including the woman who turned the dogs over to police.
I fucking knew.
Yeah. Allegedly, they're all part of some gang, according to the authorities.
Gang of dipshits.
Yeah. Let's take some calls.
Hi, guys. It's Kathy from Colorado. I just wanted to say something about Caitlyn Jenner. I am not surprised at all that she still affiliates herself with the Republican Party. If you ever followed her reality show, this was a huge thing in the reality show, and a lot of the other ladies who were in that reality show were also just as shocked and try to just understand why she continues to affiliate herself with the conservative and Republican Party. And at the end of the day, she's still a white privileged man. So that's why I think she still affiliates herself with that party.
And she's, I don't know, when you've spent 50 plus years being a certain way, it's really hard to all of a sudden like start being a different way.
I don't know. I think I'm a lot different than I was when I was 20, and going back to kids and what they thought. I thought I knew everything. You don't know anything. That's what you learn the older you get.
Amen.
All right, another call.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. My name is Kristen, and I'm from the Philippines. I wanted to ask your opinion on the new Hype House show. And I think that there are more popular TikTokers right now. And since you are the expert in all the entertainment, why are they giving these people their own show, and they're canceling all the really good shows on Netflix? So, yeah, hope to hear from you guys.
Why? Because they have a lot of reach. You know, they can promote the heck out of the show. And, you know, Netflix, like any brand, has to constantly keep appealing to young people.
Right.
You know, to keep it fresh. So, you know, the Hype House fans are very young, and not all of the popular former or current Hype House members are like... Charli D'Amelio was a part of the Hype House back in the day, but she's not anymore, so she's not part of the show. But she'll probably be on it because her boyfriend's on it. And it'll be... Listen, I'll tell you this. It's only going to last one season.
Right.
Duh.
Right. And these kids have so much money, probably. They don't even get paid. They just do it just to have a show. It's like another thing of followers. Like, they don't care. It's not like it costs Netflix any money. They're not paying anything. It's not till you're a hit till you get paid. You got to be a hit first.
But it's definitely a great look for them to do it.
Yeah.
The number of your followers means nothing.
Zero.
The heat is what matters. And you know what, bitch? After 17 years, I've still got the fucking heat.
That's right. You're going to be on the BBC at 12:30 fucking tonight.
Damn you.
Let's wrap it up. 800-721-1185. That is our phone number. If you got a question, you want to ask us something, if you just want to pop in and say, hey, shout out to my college suite mate, Bill, who's a mailman, who's been one of my best friends for as long as I've been alive, finally has checked out our show for the first time on his route. Thanks, after 5 years.
And he liked it?
He fucking loves it. He's like, this show is fucking great. I'm like, yeah, I've been doing it for 5 years. You fuck, where you been? Tell your friends. They may like the show too. So hey to Bill.
Yeah, I think we're getting some new listeners. I got some comments about that. Oh, you know what? Lastly. Oh, no, actually, I'll add this next week. Okay. Next week. All right. Bye. Have a good week, everybody.
All right, guys. Take care.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink. Plus, shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.